And leaders of the Taliban said today that they will participate in peace talks this week in Moscow. The negotiations are potentially another step toward ending the longest war in American history. I say potentially because so far the current Afghan government isn't at the table. A U.S. special envoy has been meeting with the Taliban separately with the hope that eventually he can get all the players together. Jason Dempsey is a retired Army officer who served two tours in Afghanistan. He's now a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. Jason, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
On Friday, I spoke with the Republican Congressman Michael Waltz, who, like you, served in Afghanistan. He was a Green Beret. And let's listen to something he said, and then I want to get your response.
The Taliban have essentially said, trust us, we'll keep Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other terrorist groups from launching attacks on the West again from Afghanistan. Now, that's kind of like the Russians saying, trust us, we won't build nukes.
So like Congressman Waltz, you fought against the Taliban in Afghanistan. Should we trust them?
No, you can only trust them to some degree. And so the challenge here is, how do we leave in a way that the Taliban is at least kept in check by something resembling a competent and secure government operating out of Kabul?
And does that mean the Taliban would have some sort of power-sharing agreement in the country?
I think there has to be, right? So we're clearly at a stalemate. It remains the fact that the Taliban are holding quite a bit of territory. They control about 11% of the population. So they're not going anywhere. And they never have been. And we have proven after 17 years that defeating the Taliban outright is not a possibility. And so the challenge is, how do we work with them and come to something that we can all live with that protects our primary interests, which is that Afghanistan does not become a safe haven for terrorism.
But that would be a huge lift for the current Afghan government. And do you see a day in which the two sides do actually come together for negotiations? Because right now that is a major dividing line.
It is. And I think the hardest conversations that are going to be had over the next few weeks are not necessarily between the Americans and the Taliban, but it's between the Americans and the Afghan government. Hmm. I understand that Hamid Karzai is going to Moscow as well.
The former president of Afghanistan.
Right. And what it really reflects is there are still deep divisions within the Afghan government, which is also part of the reason why the Afghans have had such trouble fighting off the Taliban, because there hasn't been a unified, competent government in Kabul.
What's your reaction to this now 17-year stalemate? The war in Afghanistan has cost the United States close to $1 trillion. More than 2,400 American troops have been killed. How frustrating is it for you personally that we're still having this conversation? You served there.
Right. It is exceptionally frustrating. And one of the main issues I have with the current conversation around, particularly for those who say, well, we can't negotiate with the Taliban, we have to continue doing what we're doing, is there is no acknowledgement of our ongoing and sustained failure to bring this to a successful resolution. And there seems to be a premise out there that there will somehow be the right conditions and the right time for withdrawal. And I'm not sure it will ever be a perfect time to withdraw. But what I do know is our current plan and what we've been doing for the last 10 years in earnest has not only been a failure, but it's largely been counterproductive to getting us to a place where the Afghan government can sustain itself and either incorporate or hold off the Taliban from a position of strength.
It sounds like you're saying the president is right. It's time to get out.
Yes, generally it is. You know, there's not going to be a better time, per se, a year from now. We're going to continue with this stalemate. The question is, can we do it smartly? Can we protect the interests we've got? But what we cannot do is say, well, we've been there so long, let's just keep staying and doing what we're doing.
One more question I want to ask you. Iraq's president today criticized comments that President Trump made yesterday when he told CBS that he wants to keep U.S. troops in Iraq so that he can keep an eye on Iran. Is that a good plan?
Mm-hmm. It's the foolishness of a transactional presidency and a transactional foreign policy. America's strength is developing partners who share our interests and are willing to sacrifice with us. The Iraqis, the Afghans have proven time and time again they're willing to fight as partners in all of this. But they have consistently had to fight folks within their own ranks who've tried to say, nope, the Americans are only here either for oil or because they hate Islam or many other arguments that may sound plausible to your average Iraqi or Afghan. And so when the commander-in-chief comes out and talks in a very transactional manner like that, it is both a great disrespect to our allies, and it does us nothing in building the kind of partnerships that will lead to a sustained peace.
Jason Dempsey, Senior Fellow with the Center for a New American Security. Jason, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.